July 22nd, 2015 to order. Second item on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli?
Present.
Dugie?
Present.
Flynn?
Here.
Kleinfeld?
Here.
Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Marco?
Here.
Vosper?
Since this was a regularly scheduled meeting for the night, we usually do the invocations. Commissioner Vosburgh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to meet today and to make decisions regarding county government. I ask that you will guide our thoughts and our words, that the decisions we make will be pleasing to you and will be most of all helpful and successful promoting to the success of our region. Thank you also for our veterans and those who are currently serving. I ask that you will guide and protect them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Commissioner. Adoption of the agenda to add to full board was the resolution, which we will put as D, to adopt full faith and credit for the Macomb Interceptor train, and then proclamations B and C, B to recommit to full implementation of ADA, offered by Smith, and C, commending Remax Suburban for achieving 25 years of service in the Tri-County area, offered by Sabatini. Mm-hmm. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Miller. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The agenda is so adopted as amended. Approval of minutes dated June 25th, July 14th, July 16th, 2015. Moved by Marino, supported by Vosburgh. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are so adopted. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, twice, three times. Public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive. There's none at this time. Committee reports. The health and human services and infrastructure items were flowed through finance. And without objection, we'll wait.
I move to waive the reading of the minutes.
The minutes are waived. Any discussion? We have a motion by the chair and the vice chair of that committee. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items are unanimously passed and no votes from committee will be carried over.
Good.
Board chair report. Pretty much most of our time has been spent putting together the budget hearings over the past several weeks. I think they've gone very smoothly so far. I think they've been substantive. There's been good questions, good feedback. As I indicated maybe last week, we've shared our documents that were internal previously for the questions that we've come up with in the matrix and the benchmarks and things like that with the departments beforehand so they can have some preparation to answer those questions. And I found that we've had far fewer requests for information and follow-ups because of that. So I think it's worked out good, and that came from suggestions from several commissioners. Also on the board chair report, I think in August we'll have an update on the Macomb Orchard Trail from Commissioner Carabelli, who sits on that. Criminal justice reform study, it's still going through. Andrew Kim represented Kathy Vosburgh and I at the last meeting. It's a long process, and I think the biggest challenge they face is getting everybody to the table and coming up with agreements on some of those items. If any commissioners are interested in attending them, you're more than welcome to. They have them about once a month at noon at the jail. Some CMH issues are coming up. We can probably talk about them next month when they are here. The BOC scanning project should be completed by September, which I indicated in my department report. There are two interns here today. One is Nick Lucci, who has been with us for four days, and he's going to be a senior at Lasser High School. Then we also have a summer intern, Katie Conley, who's here through August and looking to head to Washington, D.C., and work at someplace on Capitol Hill, hopefully. The unveiling of Bobby Hill is Monday, as Commissioner Miller indicated in his chair's comments. And Lake St. Clair Appreciation Day is July 29th. If any commissioners are interested in going, we can coordinate with the Macomb County Chamber. Just to keep commissioners and give them a heads up, the Retirement Commission has a subcommittee called the Policy Board that's looking at the retirement ordinance, clarifying some language, clarifying some definitions. And HR, to date, has been working on that. And I think it hasn't necessarily been as inclusive of a process because HR is essentially making some policy choices without legal in the room. The Retirement Commission, in my mind, should offer a recommendation of suggestions to this body because ultimately it's the Board of Commissioners that's in charge of the retirement ordinance, not the Retirement Commission or HR. And so I'm going to suggest that we put together all the parties in the room with our legal team, court counsel, our independent counsel, the one from the Retirement Commission that specializes in these issues, and try to clarify some of the language because it's causing some problems in terms of disability, in terms of other gray areas that, you know, things have been around for 20-some-odd years, and our collective bargaining agreements have changed throughout those years. So that's something I want to give commissioners a heads up on. It's not something that's going to be before us in the next month or two, but maybe 6 months down the road, we might be looking at some deliberations on that. Any other questions under Board Chair Report? Seeing none, motion to receive and file. Moved by Marino, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The Chair's report is received. Resolutions, we want to do them together or separate? We have to do A through C, and then we have to do a roll call for D. So Commissioner Carabelli moves A through C, supported by Duje. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? D, which is the DOC Full Faith and Credit Resolution for Macomb Interceptor Drain 2015 State Revolving Fund Project offered by the Board Chair on behalf of the Board. It's moved by Carabelli, supported by Sauger. We need a roll call.
Carabelli?
Aye.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Vosburgh?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Duje?
Yes.
Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Marino?
Yes.
Majak?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Toko?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes. The item passes unanimously. Proclamations A through C. Motion to move in their entirety. Moved by Carabelli. Supported by Marino. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All the proclamations are passed unanimously. Any new business before the full commission? Seeing none, public participation. Going once, twice, three times. Public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli?
Present.
Duje?
Yes.
Flynn? Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Marino?
Yes.
Majak?
Yes.
Miller?
Here.
Yes. Sabatini? Got it. Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Toko?
Here.
Vosburgh?
Here.
Got everybody.
Motion to adjourn by Duje, supported by Sabatini. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.